Palais Garnier. In the mid-19th century, Napoleon III ordered the construction of a new building to serve as an opera house. The king held an architectural design contest, which received more than 170 proposals. The 35-year-old architect Charles Garnier won first prize. On the outside, the facade is decorated with allegorical sculptures of harmony, music, Apollo, poetry, drama, dance, and opera. Inside are a grand central staircase and a massive stage, which was the largest in the world at the time, measuring 49 meters wide and 26 meters deep. During the construction, Napoleon III ordered an avenue to be built to unite the Palais Garnier with the Palace of Tuileries. This displaced many families and ultimately left them homeless, causing outrage among local residents. There were rumors of the project being abandoned when the Second French Empire fell in 1870. This occurred after the capture of Emperor Napoleon III at the Battle of Sedan during the Franco-Prussian War. Eventually, the decision was made to continue with the construction because the old Paris Opera House, known as the Royal Academy of Music Theatre, was destroyed in a fire. In 1875, its grand inauguration was held. However, the opera house's architect, Charles Garnier, was notably absent from the guest list. Due to his close friendship with Napoleon III, the new government of the Third Republic decided to exclude him from the festivities. Thus, The Phantom of the Opera, the famous work of Gaston Leroux, was inspired by the opening ceremony of the Garnier Opera House.